epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Our treasure chest Thursdays are back, folks. We're here chilling out in the game bar and grill inside the casino. And happy to be joined now on the phone, legendary quarterback Drew Brees in the radio huddle. We got NOLA Pickle Fest in action, courtesy of the Drew Brees Foundation going on. Drew, how you been doing, man? Thanks for joining us tonight.
It's great to be on. Everything's going great. Excited that we have our third annual NOLA Pickle Fest happening right now at the New Orleans Convention Center. We've got about 30 ports going right now in the Convention Center all at once. It's an amateur pickleball tournament that all culminates to a huge event on Saturday where Andre Agassi is coming to town. He and I are going to play doubles against a few of the groups from our championship division in the tournament. And then he and I are actually going to play in a singles match as well around 5 p.m. on Saturday. So huge sponsor event. We've got so many people in town, really from people from all over the country, came down to play in the tournament, but also support our foundation. All the proceeds go to the Brees Dream Foundation and our ongoing efforts in New Orleans building affordable housing, building healthcare facilities in partnership with Ochsner and underserved communities, building veterans housing, among many other things. So we're really excited about this event, all the support we've been getting.
Drew, I got to tell you this story. Last year when we were doing it in the convention center, a lady I recognized, I didn't know exactly who she was, but I knew she was a lady that lives on the bayou like I do. And she was like, I had heart surgery 13 months ago, and what got me back in shape was pickleball. I had never played before, but during my rehab, I would see people playing up and learning how to play. So I learned how to play, and I've become so good at it. And to think a bad event like me having a heart attack and having surgery, but it gave me a new life and something else that really got me back in great shape, and that was playing pickleball.
Yeah, it's amazing what the sport's meant to a lot of people. You know, obviously it's a sport that really anybody can pick up. In fact, just in our tournament over the last 3 years, we've had someone as young as 9 years old participate in the tournament and somebody as old as 88 years old participate in the tournament. So it's pretty remarkable just when you think about the range of demographic and age, and obviously people from all over the country as well. So it's something that, you know, is fairly easy to pick up, you know, just pick up a paddle, start playing. I mean, honestly, I could go pick three people off the street right now and we could have a fun, entertaining, you know, kind of social, you know, game back and forth, you know, regardless of your skill set or your athletic background or anything like that. So, yeah, I think it's gotten a lot of people moving over the last, you know, few years that probably haven't maybe moved that much or moved that athletically in a long time. So I think it's probably helped a lot of people live a healthier and more active lifestyle. That's for sure.
Drew, I know you're the alpha competitor, but I heard you say you're going to be doing doubles with Andre Agassi, but you also said you're going to be taking him on in a match as well?
Yeah, so it's combinations. So obviously, we have some pretty high-level players here. And through the years, you know, we've had professional pickleball players actually come through. You know, our first year, we had all the members of the Mad Drops Pickleball Club, which is the club that I'm a part owner in, come out. And we played a huge, you know, pro exhibition, which was a lot of fun with John McEnroe. You know, this year, it's like the competition just gets better and better. And so we've got a couple of these five 5.0, division players, which is really, really good, that are playing in the tournament. So whoever wins that division is going to play Andre and I, doubles. And then we have some raffle winners that are coming in to play us. We're playing the sponsor championship group, and then he and I are going to play a doubles match. So it's going to be a ton of fun and very, very entertaining. You should see the convention center right now. I know you've seen it in the past, but we've got center court, which is beautiful. It's black and gold. It's got huge Breed Dream Foundation logo, Saints logo in the middle, and then surrounded by Mardi Gras floats. So thanks to Mardi Gras World and Blaine Kern for bringing all these floats in. That's basically our hospitality areas, all these Mardi Gras floats surrounding center court along with, grandstands. So we'll be able to have a couple thousand people in there. It'll be awesome.
Drew, I'll swing this to football now. And the last time you were on with us, you talked about how important experience was to play at the quarterback position. And, we got people that will call in a text saying, well, Jaden Daniels did it. Okay, Jaden Daniels is an outlier. Okay, and then that's not going to be another one like that. And C.J. Stroud did it the year before. But it's not like that every year. The experience at playing at quarterback, and you see with the Saints, the little experience Rattler had last year during the season. Tyler comes in as a rookie. Hanner played a little bit also. But the importance of the experience at that quarterback position and understanding what you got to do on every play, okay? It's not just every once in a while. You got to know what to do on every play and the quick processing part of playing quarterback.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of factors that go into it. Certainly experience, I think, is one of the most important ones. And look, yes, Jaden Daniels is the exception to the rule. Typically, guys come in and it takes a few years or, there's early struggles and he seemed to pick it up pretty fast. But let's not forget, he had a ton of college starts, right? Started at Arizona State for a few years, started 2 years at LSU, obviously playing in the highest level of football in the SEC. Look at what Bo Nix did last year. Obviously, he was on a great team with a great offensive system and Sean Payton, but here's a guy who had, 61 starts in college. So I think I look at Tyler Shuck and I'm like, hey, the guy played – 3 years at Tech, 3 years at Oregon, a year at Louisville, played for Jeff Brohm, who was a Purdue head coach. I love his system. I know it puts a lot on the quarterback. He really thrived in that system. So that tells me, man, there's maturity, there's intellect, there's ability to process. And, he's been a guy who's fought through a lot of adversity, too. And I'm not saying he's going to be the starter. He very well could be. But I'm sure Spencer Rattler would have something to say about that, too. I thought he showed signs of really, playmaking ability last year. And obviously as a young guy who, was on an offense that had a lot of injuries, so he had a lot of guys out at certain times and, still showed those signs of, being able to make plays and lead the offense. And obviously Jay Painter, has had limited time, but at the same time, I think there's just a level of maturity there too. That's unique to a young guy. So we'll see how this whole thing plays out. But bottom line is they're only going to get better with reps. The most important thing they can get is just experience and more and more snaps, especially high-level snaps. But, man, Kellen Moore, I love his style. I love his offense. He's got a ton of offensive staff around him with a ton of experience as well. So, these guys are in good hands.
One of the things, Drew, and I tell this to people all the time because I know they don't like to use the word rebuild. But that's part of the game today, rebuild, retool, whatever you want to use it. But I think the Saints really got it right at head coach with Kellen Moore. Your thoughts early on him. His practices are so precise. He knows exactly what he wants to do. And I'm impressed with him being able to engage the entire room. Some guys can't. They can only engage maybe with the offensive players or just the defensive players. But he has got a good rapport on both sides of the football.
Yeah, look, I always loved him as a player. I can't say I know him that well. We've met a few times and obviously I've admired his work as a coach from afar, but I loved him as a player. And I think a lot of who he was as a player is carrying over to who he is as a coach. I mean, he was extremely bright. Always got the most out of, I think, his talent and the guys around him. I remember watching those games at Boise State. I think he finished his career as the winningest college football quarterback in history. I believe he won 52 games or something like that. And they were beating teams all the time that they probably didn't have any business being on the field with, but they were finding ways and he was gritty and tough and would just find a way, And so I think he's just brought that style to his coaching. I think, you see, you see the smile, you see kind of the mild manner. And yet at the same time, the dude's a competitor and he's obviously a wizard when it comes to offense and building a system around quarterbacks. He's done it, everywhere he's been, from Dallas to Philly. Obviously, all the success they had last year in Philly with Jalen Hurts. So he's a guy who, he's going to take the skill set of the Q and he's going to put him in the best position to succeed. He's going to, create a standard by which everybody needs to follow. You know, he's going to, create opportunities for guys at the skill position. And obviously, hallmark of their game was running the football last year too. So I know with a guy like Alvin Kamara in the backfield, you feel like you got this versatility that sets you apart.
Drew, the preseason gets into full swing today. We got four straight days of action. So happy to have football back. But what are some of the takeaways when you were playing that you wanted to get out of preseason football?
I always wanted to come out of preseason feeling like we were sharp, we were in rhythm. I think so many teams take the approach now of just, hey, let's just make sure we're healthy. Let's get to the regular season healthy. But, man, I always thought there was value. I always thought there was value in getting a certain amount of reps. Back when I was playing, it was, hey, the first preseason game, it was one quarter. The second preseason game was two quarters, three quarters in the third one, and then maybe a series or two in the fourth. Now it's like, man, you might barely get a series or two in the entire preseason, and obviously they're shortened by a game too. But, I mean, I think everybody takes a different approach, but I always felt like I really liked the reps. I liked getting out there feeling like we were getting in a rhythm, and I felt like that carried over to the season. I think the Saints are in a unique spot with their Qs because it's not, you're trying to get these guys as many reps as possible. So these joint practices are important. Obviously, every preseason snap is important to get, whoever's going to be the starter ready to go.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Drew, I got to ask you this about a guy you got a chance to play with early in his career, early in your career, to going into Pro Football's Hall of Fame, and Antonio Gates. And I saw the interview with him, and he talked about, that connection you and him had when you were in San Diego, and that he was like, man, I didn't know nothing about football. I could run two routes, but I could run them really good. And he said, it took me this far. But, man, the career, think about it, he's the only player to never take a snap in college football, and he's in Pro Football's Hall of Fame today. That's just a remarkable situation to see. Great basketball player, didn't maybe have the skill set to play at the NBA level, but certainly at the collegiate level. But your thoughts on Antonio Gates?
Yeah, honestly, it's absolutely remarkable. And I'll never forget the first day he came in, and we were like, who's this guy? Never played college football, kind of plucking him off the basketball court at Kent State. And I just remember our tight end coach at the time just like stood up on the table for him. Was like, I'm telling you, like, this guy's a rare athlete. I remember watching him play in high school when I was a recruiter. I was like, there's just something about him. He's a raw athlete. It's going to take him a while to, figure out the tight end position and put his hand in the dirt and block and all those things. But I'm telling you, just wait and watch this kid. And sure enough, it was like midway through his rookie year, he ended up playing because we had a bunch of injuries and ended up showing those signs of like, wow, playmaking ability, route running, he had this suddenness to him in his routes. He had great hands. He would attack the ball like most kind of post basketball players do. They just kind of go get it. And then, you know, you go to 04 and 05, which were the years that I had with him. It was actually crazy because I ended up speaking to the Hall of Fame committee during the offseason about Antonio Gates. And, you know, I went back and I looked at his statistics, and it's like if you haven't looked at his statistics, you need to go look at his statistics. I mean, it's unbelievable the numbers that he put up in his 16-year career. But I had to reminisce. I go back and I look at 04 and 05, and there's some massive numbers when we were playing together. And it just brought back some really great memories. And obviously I had a chance to go to Canton as well to watch him go into the Hall of Fame. And it was kind of like a Charger reunion, see a lot of my old teammates, Phillip Rivers, Ladainian Tomlinson, you know, Merriman, a bunch of other guys, and a bunch of our offensive linemen as well. So it was a trip down memory lane. It was fun, but man, it was so well-deserved for a guy like that.
Drew, looking at, you know, you mentioned being at the Hall of Fame. You got Pickle Fest going on right now. What are some other things you've been doing off the field?
Yeah, we've been doing a ton of stuff. I'm heavily involved with youth sports. I'm a partner in a youth sports organization called Pioneer, and also on the flag football side, obviously FNA, but a group called Unrivaled that is continuing to grow flag football around the country, building leagues, building tournaments, you know, working with the national team in order to, you know, get ready for the 2028 Olympics, where flag football is going to be present. And who knows, we might see some NFL guys on that five-on-five flag football USA team. But also a ton of our business interests here in New Orleans. Jimmy John's is going strong. We got another small sliders location opening up in Elmwood here in a few months. Walk-ons is getting ready for the football season. We've got a huge event at Pickle and Pins with a lot of our sponsors and participants in the pickleball event. And so that's, we're excited about that. We're gonna have a DJ, tons of fun, tons of games. Surge Entertainment is now open over there at 6970 West Veterans. So fun for the whole family. Bowling, laser tag, arcade, sports simulators. We're building a huge multi-level go-kart track that should be open by the holiday season. So we've got a ton of stuff going on in the city, just trying to bring a ton of entertainment, ton of hospitality, something for all the families in New Orleans to be able to enjoy. So we're excited about all those things.
Drew, you brought up with Kellen Moore and his usage of Saquon Barkley last year. Man, behind that offensive line, man, and Saquon, they were really difficult to get off the field. But your thoughts on Alvin Kamara, and having watched him as he hit into the league and seen him throughout it. Bobby and I talk about this all the time. Okay, he looks like he still has a lot of football gas left in the tank. And you might not be able to feed him the football 20 times a game as a runner, but if you could do it 16, 17 and get him the ball four or five times coming out of the backfield, man, that's what you would want from Alvin Kamara. And your thoughts on Alvin as he's reaching the later part of his career?
Yeah, I mean, he's such a special player. And to your point, like, I don't see a slowdown at all. I mean, he's always been obviously extremely athletic, extremely powerful, explosive, but always such a smooth runner, always feet on the ground, never seems to take, like always seems to just have this ability to break tackles. I mean, man, he takes hits, he takes punishment, and yet he kind of keeps getting back up and keeps going. You're always conscious of how many hits those guys are taking, especially in such a key position, a guy who's so versatile. I mean, I don't know if there's a more versatile player in the league than Alvin Kamara. His ability to run the ball between the tackles, outside the tackles, in the pass game, down the field as well. I mean, I can think of so many big plays with him down the field catching the football above his head. So, I mean, he's obviously one of the biggest threats, if not the biggest threat on the offense.
Drew, if Hoodads want to check out that matchup between you and Agassi this weekend, what day and what time should they go to the convention center?
Yeah, so Convention Center on Saturday at 5 o'clock is when everything kicks off with Andre Agassi. You can buy tickets at the door. It's only $10. All of the proceeds go to the Breeze Dream Foundation. It's going to be a ton of fun, ton of festivities. We got food trucks in the building, in addition to a bunch of vendor booths and just a lot of energy and a lot of fun. So come out and join us, and hopefully, you know, Agassi and I can put on a show.
Drew, one last question for you, because I'm going to tell you, you and Larry Fitzgerald, y'all can book y'all tickets to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame next year. You'll be inducted in. But one guy I was really surprised didn't get in year one, and I know you've seen way too much of him, Luke Kuechly. So for people who didn't realize how good Luke Kuechly was, not only physically but mentally, I mean, he knew other people's plays before you could call them, and it was amazing the chess matches you had going up against Kuechly in that Panther defense.
Yeah, he's when people ask me who's the best player you ever played against, I say Luke Kuechly. He was that special a player. He was that dynamic a player. I mean, first off, he made every tackle. Second of all, he got the defense lined up every time. He knew what plays you were running in most cases before, you know, you could get lined up. And so it was totally a chess match back and forth. You had to be so on point when you played against a guy like that. I mean, he was such a difference maker and a game changer for that Panthers defense. And, you know, people say, hey, well, you know, he only played 8 years, but he was the best player in the league for 8 years in a row, you know, and like his contributions, I think, just to the game, to the position and the way that he was viewed amongst his peers, certainly make him deserving of the Hall of Fame.
Drew, thanks so much for joining us, man. We definitely miss seeing you throwing the rock around.
Yeah,
that
we miss
camp.
You here, Drew. I guarantee you that.
I miss it too, guys, but I love being a fan of our team. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Drew.
The legendary Drew Brees joining us there. Make sure you check out NOLA Pickle Fest this weekend.
And man, going up against Agassi.
He took on McEnroe. Now he's going against Agassi.
Okay, I don't understand tag teaming with Agassi.
Sure, right.
That part
At
I get.
First, he was like, yeah, we're going to be doing doubles. I was like, oh, okay, he's not taking him on. But, yeah, there's going to be that one-on-one matchup. And I can imagine the convention center is going to have a bunch of hoodads there rooting him on.
Yeah, he's going to need more than the rooting on to beat Agassi. Because, man, we were talking about it the last time he was here. And he was like, man, that just caught me. McEnroe caught me, you know, just. But I think he beat him in the doubles tournament, but in the singles, nah,
yeah,
McEnroe,
so
nah, I got you. I got you, Drew.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.